Okay, so maybe, oops, I'm almost out of gas here. I gotta stop and get gas. That's sad. All right, so maybe this will help some of you fundamentalists that think that the Bible's disconnected from your 3D experience. I got 10 miles. I got to stop somewhere within 5 miles and get some gas. So, I'm a fundamentalist, but I see how it's all connected. This will help you. If you think the Bible's disconnected from your 3D experience, this should help you. So your skin has about, I forget, what, 20 or 30 layers, right? And so the top layers are dead. Your fingernails are dead, your hair's dead, your skin is dead. So the top layers of your skin are dead. Now, this dead skin, faces off with the world, face to face to the world. So your skin is face to face. Your outer skin is face to face with this world system. Now the good thing about it is the dead skin helps to protect the living skin underneath, you know. But it's a transformation process. So the skin is alive, and over what, 14 days or something like that, 14 to 28 days or something. The upper layers being removed, and the new skin underneath is slowly dying. So your skin is being renewed, just like your liver, just like your pancreas. You're actually being renewed. You're like you're changing all the time. Just like a reptile sheds its skin, you know, you're shedding your skin. So, what happened at the cross? Death, resurrection, death, resurrection, death, resurrection. What's happening with your skin? Death, resurrection, death, resurrection. What's happening with your liver? Death, resurrection, death, resurrection. Pancreas, death, resurrection, death, resurrection. Hair, your hair, death, resurrection, death, resurrection. Your fingernails, death, resurrection, death, resurrection. As part of it's dying, another part's being resurrected. It's encoded in your body. It's encoded in your body. The Bible truth, the overarching Bible truth of the Lamb slain before the foundation world, is encoded in your body. It's encoded in your body ship. It's a ship. Your body's a ship. And so if it's encoded in your body, and you see it encoded in the plants, the same process. The seed goes into the ground and dies to give new life. The plant goes up, falls to the ground and dies, becomes dirt and mud. Death, resurrection, death, resurrection. It's encoded in the earth. It's encoded in your body, your skin. It's encoded, the truth, the overarching pattern of the Lamb slain before the foundation of the world, and what happened at the cross, death and resurrection is happening all the time everywhere. It's happening everywhere in the trees, in your body, in your thoughts, as you're growing from a child to an adult. It's happening everywhere all the time. Fractal hologram of truth. This fractal truth is happening all the time, everywhere, all the time. Death, resurrection, death. Your thoughts, your ideas, your belief systems, you're resurrecting. You're being renewed in the spirit of your mind. You have a new thought. The old thought died. You're coming up with a new observation, new contemplation, new birthing. The child is born, it gets old, dies. Another child is born, it gets old and it dies. Another child is born. Same thing in the birthing cycle. Same thing in the sine wave. Same thing in life. Same thing everywhere, all the time. So now, is the Bible disconnected from what Jesus did, the lamb slain before the foundation of the world? No. If the Bible is not disconnected from what he did, and the earth plane is not disconnected from what he did, then the Bible's not disconnected from your daily, every moment of every day. It's all connected. Hello?